beer.
Eddie! John, cut that off.
We wake you up, Mom.
I know you ain't down here gambling with no women's, Eddie. I know I don't see that.
Oh, calm down, Rose. We just playing Pacino.
Yeah? She your partner?
No.
You're sitting across from her like she your partner?
Hey, it's Donnie Betts on Metro Arts. We're speaking about In the Upper Room, now playing through March 13th at the Denver Center Theater Company, denvercenter.org. Meet the Berries, a multi-generational black family living under one roof in the 1970s. Their lives circle around Rose, a strong-willed matriarch whose superstition and secrets drive her relatives nuts. You just heard at the beginning of this segment, Rose stops the fun and the party. Now, she's portrayed by Chavez Ravine. And then we'll also speak with Sydney Cole Alexander, who portrays Janet Berry. We are very happy to speak to these two great actors. Let's get right to it. Let me just tell you a comment that I heard from two people that were sitting in my row when I came to see the theater. They said, we are so excited to be back in the theater, and we're so excited that we came to see this show. This play was on pause for about a year. Either one of you can take this question. How was it stepping back into the roles after being on pause for a while?
I tell you, it was exhilarating and frightening at the same time, because in the before times, you know, we were, every 3 to 6 months, you know, I'm in a production, and to know that we were basically put on pause or put on hold for 2 years, it was daunting getting back into the swing of things and feeling confident about the story that you want to tell. And you want to tell with such honesty, and you want to tell it truthfully and authentically. And I think it was exciting, but I was a little nervous about filling the shoes of this role that Bo Phil Berry pressed upon me. Yeah, had created. Yeah,
Sydney, can you speak a little bit to that as well?
Yeah. Well, it was very interesting for me to not only be thrown into a long process instead of, you know, maybe a day or two's work here and there, and also to fly halfway across the country and all of a sudden be doing a production. So I think it was really, really exciting, because I think most actors that I've spoken to feel this way, but we just love to do theater. It's a gift to do theater and to be on stage with people and to have a live audience. And so I felt like we were stuck in such a digital time during the pandemic that it was wonderful to step back into being in a space with people who receive the play and give back and laugh and respond. And it was really, really exciting. I think as Chavez said, exhilarating is a really good word. It was exhilarating. Yeah.
Let's talk about each one of your characters, and each one of you, in your own words, describe your character. Let's start with Rose first.
Mm-hmm. I would describe Rose as a woman who's misunderstood, who is who has a lot of pain and a lot of trauma that triggers a lot of how she responds to things that are going on in her family, and she's very. She's very nervous about losing control of the family that she's created, because she prides herself on the family that she's created, because there are secrets in the family that will go untold right now. But she prides herself on the family that she's created. And when it starts to crumble, you see her start to break in different ways throughout the play.
I would say that Janet is, I think she has this undercurrent of feeling underneath her that's always a little nervous and ready for an attack. She's very defensive in that way, but she hides it and is high functioning despite that. And I think that she is very formidable, even though she's silent a lot of the time. And I think that that it's for her a moment to try to break some of the generational trauma that gets passed down throughout the years that they all are affected by and all touched by.
So let's talk about something that's a theme, and you guys speak about it as much as you want to without giving anything away. The subject of colorism comes up in this play. Mm-hmm. Can you speak on that?
I think this is all, there's a lot there to unpack.
Yes.
It's generational. It's been passed down through, you know, we have to go back to times of the enslavement of Africans and separating them according to color and allowing some to be closer to the big house, if you will, based on color. So that has been a stigma throughout throughout this country and, you know, South America, and being Afro-Cuban, we still have these things that we have to navigate in the greater society based on colonialism and imperialism and Eurocentric beauty. So in this family, Roseberry is triggered by something that happened in her past that navigates how she feels about her own daughter-in-law. And we have to figure out a way or her daughter-in-law has to figure out a way where she fits in this family and to maintain her sense of her status within the family, knowing that all these other things exist. But the daughter really doesn't know why she has these confrontations with her mother-in-law. Mm. And she, you know, finds out later on, you know, we won't get into that.
Right, right.
You have to come and see the play.
That's right, but, exactly. That's why I said, would I give it anything away?
Yeah, give it anything away, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that to me is really significant in how we have navigated those issues of Eurocentric beauty in our community, in the Black and brown communities, period. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was very important.
I think that...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that because it's not really addressed in a direct way, and I think at the time people weren't talking about it the way that they are now, I think it's easy for the lighter skinned characters to feel like, oh, I don't belong, without understanding that there's a bigger picture, that there's a harder life that one of my daughters has in a sense that the other daughter can really never understand. Mm-hmm. And I think that it gets explored in so many different ways. And I love that it's almost unprocessed in a way, because you can see how that affects each individual and how there's a feeling of othering in the family with the sisters, with Rose and I, and how, because it's not understood in a full context, there's a lot of reaction. And I'm grateful to be in a time where we're talking about things and we understand that, you know, colorism, I believe, should be spoken about by the people who are affected by it most. They should be in the center of the conversation, not necessarily just light-skinned people who, although they are in the community, just have a different experience than someone who has a darker skin tone would, a much more challenging experience, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting for me to say, okay, these characters are living in a certain time and they're doing the best they can with the information that's given to them. And although to me nowadays it seems unprocessed, it's they have the tools that they have, you know, if that makes sense.
And to have this representation on stage, mm-hmm. is tremendous.
It is.
Because people don't understand the complexity of the Afrocentric family.
Mm-hmm. It's very, you know, it's very
and the
important.
African diaspora that has come out of the Afrocentric family, and I think it's really beautiful, and we're blessed to have this representation on stage.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I see my daughter in you. I see,
yeah,
you know, I see my mother in you. I see my little sister in the character that plays Josephine. You know, I see my brother in John. Yeah. It's just really a beautiful thing to see, you know, our rainbow being, yep, displayed.
Beautiful. And yeah. I appreciate it so much, too. We've been honored to speak with you both today, and we're going to make sure that people hopefully can come out and see it at the Denver Center Theater Company in the Upper Room. It's in the Kingstrom Theater. You can go to denvercenter.org and get your tickets and check out this beautiful show with these beautiful actors in it. And the whole cast is tremendous. And there's a lot of great music and a lot of fun and some crazy aunts, you know, that are in it.
Oh my God, we cannot forget the aunts. Yes.
Yeah. Do not forget the aunts. Again, thank you so much.
Hilarious.
And take good care. Thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donnie.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.